For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey listeners, welcome to another chilling episode of the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. Today, I have a spine-tingling story sent by one of our listeners. It revolves around a college student named Henry and his mysterious roommate, Edward. This eerie tale unfolds in the heart of Manila at the Polytechnic University of the Philippines in Star Mesa. So grab a blanket, turn off the lights, and let's dive deep into this eerie story. Henry was a diligent student at PUP Step Mesa. His parents lived far away in the province, which meant that Henry had to find accommodation near his school. He ended up renting a room in a nearby dormitory. The dormitory was managed by a kind landlady who became like a mother figure to the students living there. She was so caring that she even acted as their alarm clock, ensuring they woke up on time, especially during exam periods when students often stayed up late studying. Henry spent countless nights with his nose buried in his books, aiming to maintain his grades and stay on the dean's list. His goal required dedication and sacrifice. Often, he would lose himself in thoughts of his mother, who was back in the province. He remembered all the hardships they had endured just so he could attend school in Manila. One morning, as Henry was about to head to class, the landlady called out to him from her small office near the entrance of the dormitory. She informed him that a new roommate would be moving in later that day. She wanted to ensure Henry wouldn't be surprised when he saw someone else in the room. Henry thanked her for the heads up and went on his way to school, not giving the matter much more thought. The day was packed with lectures and assignments, and by the time Henry returned to his room, he had completely forgotten about the new roommate. As he opened the door, he was startled to see boxes and suitcases arranged neatly by the bed. "Oh right, my new roommate," he thought to himself, trying to shake off the fatigue. The new guy was busy unpacking his clothes, meticulously folding and arranging them in the wardrobe. "Welcome, buddy. I'm Henry." Henry greeted him with a warm smile, but the new roommate didn't even glance at him. Henry's eyes fell on some books on the new roommate's bed, and he saw the name Edward P. Garcia written on the covers. "Nice to meet you, Edward," Henry silently said in his mind, trying to make sense of the cold reception. Days turned into weeks, and the two young men continued to share the room without much interaction. Edward was incredibly shy and barely spoke, which led Henry to initially think that he was either very aloof or arrogant. However, as time went by, Henry realized that Edward was just as hardworking and focused on his studies as he was. They often stayed up late, studying together, especially during exam periods. Sometimes, Edward would even stay up later than Henry, immersed in his books and notes. Henry found comfort in Edward's company. Despite the silent exterior, Edward's presence was reassuring. When the stress of studying became overwhelming, Henry felt less alone. They shared their struggles and dreams, both having parents in the province who worked hard to support their education in Manila. Finally, the semester break arrived. Henry was elated. "I can finally take a break from studying," he thought, excited about the prospect of spending some quality time with his family in the province. As he packed his bags, he asked Edward if he would be going home for the break, but Edward declined.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Edward had lost his girlfriend in a tragic accident and didn't want to relive those painful memories by going home. Instead, he decided to send a letter to his parents and gave Henry the address to deliver it. Edward even helped Henry pack his clothes and reminded him to deliver the letter before he left. Henry was happy as he boarded the bus home, feeling the letter from Edward in his jacket pocket. He knew Edward's parents would be delighted to receive it. The bus ride was short, and soon Henry was home. He spent the entire day catching up with his mother and siblings and visiting relatives. The next day, he asked his mother for permission to deliver Edward's letter. Finding Edward's house was more challenging than expected. No one seemed to recognize the address Henry had. Eventually, someone pointed him to the far edge of town. "It's a long way off," they said, making Henry feel a bit uneasy about the long journey ahead. Nonetheless, he was determined to deliver the letter. The sun was high in the sky, casting long shadows as Henry made his way through unfamiliar streets. He asked several people for directions, but most of them just shook their heads, puzzled by the address he showed them. After what felt like hours of wandering, he stumbled upon an elderly woman sitting outside her small house. She seemed to recognize the address and pointed him further down the road. As he walked, the houses became sparser and the surroundings grew quieter. Henry's footsteps echoed on the pavement, and he couldn't help but feel a sense of impending dread. Finally, he reached a large, old house with a tall fence and a sprawling yard. The house looked like it had seen better days, its windows dark and its paint peeling. Henry approached the gate and gave it a gentle push. It creaked open, allowing him to step inside. The yard was overgrown with weeds, and dry leaves crunched under his feet as he made his way to the front door. He knocked, but there was no response. He knocked again, louder this time, but still, no one answered. Just as he was about to give up, an old caretaker appeared from around the corner of the house. The caretaker's weathered face bore a look of surprise as he saw Henry standing there. "What do you want, young man?" the caretaker asked, his voice gruff but not unkind. Henry explained that he was looking for Edward's parents to deliver a letter from Edward. The caretaker's eyes widened in shock. "Edward's parents are in America now," he said. "But Edward, he's been dead for a long time. He died in a car accident." Henry was stunned. "That can't be true. I've known him for a long time. We were roommates," he insisted, his body trembling. The caretaker continued, explaining that Edward and his girlfriend had been driving home one night when the accident occurred. A group of men from Manila had come across the accident, but instead of helping, they robbed Edward and his girlfriend. If they had been taken to the hospital in time, their lives might have been saved. Henry was in disbelief. He remembered the countless nights he had spent studying with Edward. The memories were vivid and real, making the caretaker's words seem impossible. He handed the letter to the caretaker, who opened it to find nothing but a dry leaf inside. Henry was more confused than ever. His mind raced with questions, trying to make sense of the situation. The caretaker tried to calm Henry, suggesting that Edward might have mistaken him for one of the men who had wronged him. But the fact that Henry had brought the letter showed that Edward had realized Henry was a true friend. The caretaker's words brought a small measure of comfort to Henry, but the confusion and disbelief remained. As Henry walked back, still dazed, a cold wind blew, making him stop. Dry leaves scattered around his feet, revealing a gravestone. It read, "In loving memory of Edward P. Garcia. Flashbacks and reflections." Walking back to the bus stop, Henry's mind was a whirlwind of thoughts and memories. The memories of the time spent with Edward flowed back, almost overwhelming him. He remembered the late-night study sessions, the quiet but comfortable companionship, and the shared struggles and dreams. One evening stood out in particular. It was the night before their final exams. Henry and Edward had been studying for hours, the room filled with the rustling of papers and the soft hum of a desk lamp. "Hey, Edward, do you ever think about what you'll do after graduation?" Henry had asked, trying to inject a bit of conversation into their intense study session. Edward had paused, looking up from his book. "I think about it a lot," he had admitted. "I want to go back to the province, make a difference there. But it's hard to think too far ahead sometimes. The present is already so demanding." Henry had nodded, feeling a sense of camaraderie. "Yeah, I get that. But we'll make it, right? We've come this far." Edward had smiled, a rare expression for him, and it had given Henry hope. In that moment, they had shared a silent promise to support each other, no matter what the future held. The bus ride home.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The bus ride back home was a blur of thoughts and emotions for Henry. He sat by the window, watching the landscape whiz by, but his mind was elsewhere. The revelation about Edward's death was too surreal, too impossible to accept. He replayed conversations in his head, dissecting each one for clues that might explain how he could have lived with someone who wasn't really there. Edward's presence had always been comforting, his silence a testament to the challenges they both faced. Henry wondered if he had missed any signs, any small hints that could have foreshadowed this shocking truth. Could it have been that Edward was a ghost all along? The thought sent shivers down his spine. He remembered the cold drafts he sometimes felt in their room, the strange flickering of lights, and the occasional unexplainable noises. At the time, he had brushed them off as the quirks of living in an old building. But now, those moments took on a new, unsettling significance. Back home. When Henry finally arrived back home, he was greeted by his mother's warm smile and the comforting aroma of home-cooked food. For a moment, he was able to push aside the disturbing thoughts and immerse himself in the familiar, loving atmosphere of his family. Over dinner, his mother noticed his distracted demeanor. "Is everything okay, Henry?" she asked, her eyes filled with concern. Henry hesitated, unsure of how to explain what had happened. How could he put into words the surreal experience he had just gone through? "Yeah, Mom, just tired from the trip," he finally said, forcing a smile. Later that evening, as he lay in bed, the events of the day played over and over in his mind. He felt a strange mix of sadness and gratitude. Sadness for Edward, who had met such a tragic fate, and gratitude for the time they had spent together, even if it had been under extraordinary circumstances. Seeking answers. The next day, Henry decided he needed to learn more about Edward. He visited the local library, hoping to find newspaper archives that might shed light on the car accident and Edward's life. The librarian, a kind elderly woman, helped him navigate the old newspapers. After hours of searching, Henry finally found a small article about the accident. It was a short, somber piece, noting the deaths of Edward P. Garcia and his girlfriend, who had been victims of a tragic car crash. The article mentioned that Edward's parents had moved to America shortly after the incident, unable to bear the loss. The reality of Edward's death started to sink in. Henry felt a deep sadness for his friend, but also a sense of closure. He now understood the burden that Edward had carried, the sorrow that had kept him tied to the world of the living. A visit to the cemetery. Determined to pay his respects, Henry decided to visit Edward's grave. He remembered the caretaker's directions and made his way back to the cemetery. The sky was overcast, and a gentle breeze rustled the leaves, creating a somber atmosphere. As Henry approached the grave, he felt a strange sense of peace. The headstone was simple, bearing Edward's name and the dates of his birth and death. Henry knelt down, placing a small bouquet of flowers on the grave. "Hey, Edward," he whispered, his voice choked with emotion. "I know you're gone, but I wanted to thank you. Thank you for being my friend, for all those nights we spent studying together. You were there for me, even when I didn't realize it." Henry sat there for a while, lost in thought. He couldn't shake the feeling that Edward was somehow still watching over him, a silent guardian guiding him through his challenges. From folklore to reality, unraveling the cultural significance of ghost stories in Manila. The enduring allure of ghost stories. The significance of ghost stories in Philippine culture. Ghost stories hold a special place in Philippine culture, weaving through the tapestry of urban settings like Manila with a haunting allure. These tales are not merely about specters and apparitions, but serve as windows into the beliefs, fears, and values of the Filipino people. The role of storytelling in preserving cultural heritage. Storytelling is a powerful tool for preserving cultural heritage, and ghost stories play a vital role in this preservation. Passed down from generation to generation, these narratives carry with them the wisdom and traditions of the past, ensuring that they are not lost to time, imparting moral lessons through ghost stories. Beyond entertainment, ghost stories also serve as vessels for imparting moral lessons. Through the trials and tribulations faced by characters in these supernatural encounters, listeners learn about virtues such as bravery, compassion, and the consequences of one's actions. Cultural context. Ghosts and spirits in Philippine tradition. Traditions and beliefs surrounding ghosts and spirits. In the rich tapestry of Philippine folklore, ghosts and spirits play a significant role, deeply intertwined with the cultural fabric of the nation. These supernatural entities are not merely figments of imagination, but are believed to coexist with the living, influencing their daily lives. The belief in the presence of spirits dates back centuries and is rooted in a blend of indigenous animistic beliefs and Spanish Catholic influence. One prevalent belief is that spirits of the deceased linger on Earth due to unfinished business or unfulfilled desires. These spirits are thought to seek resolution or closure before they can move on to the afterlife. This notion of unresolved matters tying spirits to the mortal realm is a common theme in many ghost stories across the Philippines. Regional variations in ghost stories. Regional variations add layers of complexity to the ghost lore in the Philippines. Different provinces and islands have their own unique spectral entities and legends, reflecting the diversity of the nation's cultural landscape. For example, in the Visayas region, stories of the Aswang, a shape-shifting monster that preys on humans, are prevalent. Meanwhile, in Luzon, tales of the White Lady haunting roads at night evoke a sense of unease and mystery. Despite these regional differences, one common thread unites all Filipino ghost stories: the exploration of human emotions and experiences through supernatural encounters. Whether it's a tale of tragic accidents, unrequited love, or vengeful spirits, each story delves into the depths of human psyche and emotions. Common themes in ghost stories. Ghost stories in the Philippines often revolve around themes of unfinished business, tragic accidents, and unresolved emotions. These narratives serve as cautionary tales, reminding the living to cherish life, mend broken relationships, and seek closure before it's too late. The ghosts in these stories embody the consequences of unchecked emotions and actions, urging listeners to reflect on their own lives and choices. As storytellers weave these tales of the supernatural, they not only entertain, but also impart valuable lessons about morality, empathy, and the transient nature of existence. Through ghost stories, Filipinos pass down wisdom from generation to generation, ensuring that the essence of their culture and values endures in the hearts and minds of future storytellers. The Mystery of Edward P. Garcia, a haunting tale. Henry and Edward, motivations and emotional journeys. In The Haunting Tale of Edward P. Garcia, the characters of Henry and Edward play pivotal roles in unraveling a story that blurs the lines between folklore and reality. Henry, a diligent student with a curious mind, finds himself entwined in a web of supernatural occurrences when he encounters Edward, a ghostly presence with a mysterious past. Henry's motivation stems from a desire to understand the enigma surrounding Edward and to uncover the truth behind his haunting presence. As the narrative unfolds, Henry's emotional journey evolves from skepticism and fear to empathy and compassion, reflecting the transformative power of confronting the unknown. Edward, on the other hand, emerges as a poignant figure, haunted by unresolved emotions and unfinished business. His motivations are shrouded in mystery, hinting at a past filled with tragedy and longing. Through his interactions with Henry, Edward's emotional journey takes center stage, revealing layers of sorrow, regret, and a yearning for closure. The dynamic between Henry and Edward serves as a poignant exploration of human connection, transcending the barriers of life and death. The maternal figure, landlady's influence, shaping the students' lives. Amidst the spectral presence of Edward, the landlady stands out as a maternal figure whose influence extends beyond mere caretaking duties. In the tapestry of this haunting tale, the landlady embodies a sense of nurturing warmth and wisdom, guiding the students through the tumultuous waters of supernatural encounters. Her role transcends the mundane, offering a beacon of stability and comfort in the face of inexplicable events. The landlady's influence on Henry and his fellow students is profound, instilling values of kindness, resilience, and understanding in the midst of spectral disturbances. She acts as a pillar of strength, bridging the gap between the realms of the living and the dead, imparting lessons that transcend the boundaries of mortality. Through her guidance, the students navigate the complexities of the supernatural with grace and courage, ultimately finding solace in the face of uncertainty. Impact of symbolism. The significance of the dry leaf. The dry leaf found in Edward's letter serves as a potent symbol within the narrative, encapsulating themes of transience, fragility, and the passage of time. Symbolizing the ephemeral nature of existence, the dry leaf carries profound symbolic weight, mirroring Edward's own fleeting presence in the realm of the living. Its significance lies in its ability to evoke a sense of impermanence and the cyclical nature of life and death, underscoring the poignant themes of loss and remembrance that permeate Edward's haunting tale. Psychological impact. Navigating life with a ghost roommate. Living alongside a ghost roommate like Edward inevitably takes a toll on Henry's psyche, challenging his perceptions of reality and pushing the boundaries of his understanding. The psychological impact of sharing living quarters with a spectral presence manifests in feelings of unease, curiosity, and ultimately, acceptance. Henry's journey towards acceptance mirrors a broader exploration of the human psyche when confronted with the supernatural, highlighting the resilience and adaptability of the human spirit in the face of the unknown. Through Henry's experiences, the narrative delves into the intricacies of belief, fear, and the boundaries of perception, offering a nuanced portrayal of the psychological effects of living in close proximity to the spectral realm. Symbolism and psychological impact. Analyzing the significance of the dry leaf. The dry leaf found in Edward's letter holds a profound symbolic meaning in the haunting tale. In Filipino culture, the dry leaf often represents transience, the fleeting nature of life, and the passage of time. This symbolism is particularly poignant in the context of Edward's spectral presence. The leaf may signify his connection to the living world, despite being trapped in a state of limbo. It serves as a reminder of mortality, impermanence, and the inevitability of change. Exploring the psychological impact on Henry. Living with a ghost roommate like Edward undoubtedly has a significant psychological impact on Henry, the protagonist of the story. Initially met with disbelief and fear, Henry's experience evolves into a complex journey of emotions. The presence of Edward challenges Henry's perception of reality, blurring the lines between the tangible and the supernatural. Henry grapples with feelings of unease, curiosity, and eventually acceptance as he navigates this extraordinary situation. The intersection of symbolism and psychology. The dry leaf symbolizes not only the ephemeral nature of life, but also the psychological turmoil that accompanies encounters with the supernatural. Its presence in Edward's letter serves as a catalyst for introspection and contemplation, prompting both characters and listeners to confront their beliefs about mortality and the afterlife. The psychological impact of living with a ghost forces Henry to reevaluate his understanding of the world, challenging him to find a balance between reason and the unknown. Acceptance and transformation. As Henry comes to terms with Edward's ghostly presence and the symbolic weight of the dry leaf, he undergoes a transformation. Through this unique experience, Henry learns valuable lessons about empathy, resilience, and the interconnectedness of life and death. The psychological impact of living alongside a ghost ultimately leads Henry to a deeper understanding of himself and the world around him. Lessons from the beyond, unveiling moral lessons. The tale of Edward P. Garcia is not merely a ghost story, but a poignant narrative that imparts profound moral lessons to its listeners. As we delve into the eerie yet enlightening world of Henry and Edward, we uncover themes of empathy, resilience, and the interconnectedness of life and death. Empathy in tragedy. One of the central lessons from Edward's haunting tale is the importance of empathy in the face of tragedy. Henry's initial shock and fear upon discovering Edward's supernatural presence gradually transform into understanding and compassion. Through their unconventional cohabitation, Henry learns to see beyond the spectral facade of Edward and empathize with his unresolved past. Resilience amidst adversity. Living with a ghost roommate is undoubtedly a challenging ordeal for Henry. However, his resilience shines through as he navigates the complexities of sharing his space with a spirit from the beyond. The story underscores the resilience of the human spirit in adapting to unforeseen circumstances and finding strength in the face of the unknown. The interconnectedness of life and death. Edward's presence serves as a poignant reminder of the delicate balance between life and death. The dry leaf found in Edward's letter symbolizes transience and mortality, highlighting the fleeting nature of existence. Through this symbolic imagery, the story prompts readers to contemplate the interconnectedness of all beings and the inevitability of change. Importance of kindness and friendship. Amidst the supernatural occurrences and spectral encounters, the essence of kindness and friendship emerges as guiding beacons in Edward's haunting tale. Kindness in the face of tragedy. Henry's acts of kindness towards Edward transcend the boundaries of the living and the dead. His willingness to listen to Edward's untold stories and offer a compassionate ear reflects the transformative power of kindness in healing past wounds. The narrative underscores the significance of extending kindness even to those who exist beyond the realm of the living. Friendship beyond boundaries. The unlikely bond that develops between Henry and Edward transcends the limitations of mortality. Their friendship, forged through shared experiences and mutual understanding, defies conventional norms and challenges preconceived notions of companionship. Through their interactions, the story celebrates the enduring nature of friendship that transcends worldly constraints. Understanding in the face of tragedy. As Henry grapples with the enigmatic presence of Edward, a deeper understanding of loss, grief, and acceptance unfolds within the narrative. Embracing grief with grace. Edward's spectral presence serves as a poignant representation of unresolved emotions and unfulfilled desires. Through Henry's gradual acceptance of Edward's haunting, the story conveys a message of embracing grief with grace and acknowledging the complexities of human emotions. It reminds listeners of the importance of confronting grief and finding solace in acknowledging the past. Finding closure through understanding. The journey of Henry and Edward culminates in a powerful message of finding closure through understanding and acceptance. By unraveling the mysteries of Edward's past and forging a deep connection with his spectral roommate, Henry discovers a sense of closure that transcends the boundaries of the physical world. The story emphasizes the transformative power of understanding in navigating the complexities of loss and finding peace amidst turmoil. Crafting a tapestry of empathy, resilience, kindness, and understanding, Edward's haunting tale resonates with timeless lessons that transcend the realms of the supernatural and delve into the depths of the human experience. Exploring cultural parallels. In comparing Edward's haunting tale with similar ghost stories in Philippine folklore and other cultures, we find intriguing parallels that highlight universal themes of grief, loss, and closure. The narrative of spirits lingering due to unfinished business resonates not only in the Philippines, but also in ghost lore around the world. These tales serve as a testament to the human experience of grappling with unresolved emotions and seeking solace even beyond the veil of death. Regional variations and common threads. While regional variations exist in ghost stories across the Philippines, such as the Aswang in Visayas and the White Lady in Luzon, the overarching themes remain consistent. Whether it's a vengeful spirit seeking justice or a lost soul yearning for peace, these narratives reflect the collective fears and hopes of communities. Through these tales, cultural values and wisdom are passed down through generations, enriching the tapestry of Filipino folklore. Themes of grief, loss, and closure. Navigating the realm of spirits. The ghostly encounters in Edward's story and other supernatural tales often serve as mirrors to our own struggles with grief and loss. By delving into the realm of spirits, we confront our mortality and the impermanence of life, prompting introspection on how we cope with endings and transitions. These narratives remind us of the interconnectedness of past, present, and future, urging us to find closure through acceptance and understanding. The healing power of stories. Ghost stories, whether rooted in tradition or modern urban legends, offer a unique space for processing emotions surrounding death and departure. Through these haunting tales, we learn about empathy, resilience, and the enduring bonds that transcend the boundaries of life and death. By embracing the supernatural as a metaphor for our own inner struggles, we discover profound insights into the human experience and the ways in which we navigate the mysteries of existence. Listeners, what a chilling tale we've heard today. This story reminds us of the importance of kindness and the connections we make with others. Even in the face of tragedy, true friendship can shine through. Remember, always be there for your friends because you never know what impact you might have on their lives. Sometimes, the bonds we form go beyond the physical world, leaving an indelible mark on our hearts. Thank you for tuning in to the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. Until next time, stay safe and keep your lights on.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.